It is June, is it the 8th? Right? June 8th, 2016. And it's ATM lesson number 7, called Seeing the Heels While Lying on the Stomach. We've actually done this lesson before. However, it's always fabulous to do lessons again. And what I do is I change them up a bit based on what we've been doing. So let's go ahead and start on your back. Legs long, arms down by your side, and if you would please bring into your awareness your 4 points. So the 2 points behind your shoulder blades, the 2 points behind your buttocks, cheeks, making those 4 points or dots one color. Noticing today how they line up. And then creating lines to attach, going dot to dot, right, to make a rectangle. And please have those 4 lines their own color. And then just observing, noticing, becoming aware of for yourself the shape of your rectangle now. If any dot or point feels higher can be towards an earlobe, or higher could be towards the ceiling, right? So if anything's a little askew or off with your rectangle today, it's just becoming aware of that. And is it something that you've noticed in the past, that this is kind of where you start, and then it changes through the lesson? And then in between your 4 points, dots, and the rectangle is your spine. So starting to become aware of your spine and how straight your spine feels. So it becomes really interesting observing your spine in the center of the rectangle. And there might be a place for you, maybe not, where your spine actually curves a little bit to one side. Right? It's not dead in the center. So these are just interesting observations and things to become aware of and notice for yourself, because it's in your awareness and noticing these things that allows things to change, to learn to be different. So now taking these 4 dots and these 4 lines and noticing your spine, you're going to notice the front side of you. So if you were to go straight through your buttocks, cheeks to the front, that's right exactly where your hip joints are. So could you put 2 dots for your hip joints, right? And they're completely lined up with the buttocks, cheeks. And again, you're just noticing, do they line up with the buttocks, cheeks? Or you might feel one of your hips is, again, a little skew. Might feel higher, which could be meaning away from the floor, or higher meaning it's pulled up towards your waist on one side. Just to get a reference of your hips today. And I apologize in the description, I don't think I mentioned talking about the hips as much as lengthening spine, but today's lesson will really be useful for our hips. So maybe that's a bonus. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, noticing the quality of rolling your head today. And then when you bring your head back to the center, let's go ahead and start by bending your knees and bringing your feet to a standing position. And begin with the movement that we've done many, many times of starting to roll or tilt your pelvis a little bit so that you flatten the lower back and then you arch it. Just so so gently and softly. It's almost like, you know, if you were to warm your spine up. Get some movement in the lower back. And just noticing how the movement translates through your spine, up your cervical spine to your head. That's it. Now you're going to pause with the movement for a moment, and we're just going to change your leg position. So we're going to start this lesson on your back and then get to your stomach. So you're going to now gently bring the soles of your feet together. And I say gently because you're going to let, yes, the legs go out. Now, if you start to feel fatigue with this, you can bring the legs back to standing or straighten them. So you make your own pauses and come back to it, okay? And then from here, you're going to do the same movement you were just doing, right? Which is to flatten the lower back and to arch the lower back. And what's so significant about changing the legs here is that when your legs are like this, basically you have removed them from participating or helping. So it may feel as if the movement requires a little bit more work and effort than it did when the legs are standing, because you can't push and pull with the legs. It's all your pelvis and lower back now. That's it. Excellent. And then let's let that go. Straighten your legs. And rest. And then from here, again, we'll continue for a moment on your back. We're going to do a couple movements to prepare your hips and your legs for what we're going to do. We're going to start by bending your right knee, only the right knee, out to the side, so not straight up. Bend it out to the side so the sole of the foot slides towards the crotch. And then when you get it out to the side all the way, then you lift the knee, bring it up to standing so the foot is standing. And then you slowly reverse it so the knee goes out to the side and lengthen the leg again. So we're just kind of warming up what we're going to do. And as you do this movement, what I'd like you to really pay attention to is what happens with your pelvis, right? So in the beginning, right, the pelvis might be rolling to the right, meaning the left side lifts some, to help bend the right knee out to the side. And the same when you lower the leg. And in time, you might notice as you do this just a couple more times, the need to roll the pelvis becomes less, right? As the hip gets a little bit freer, the need to roll the pelvis is less. But if you feel, nope, still need to roll the pelvis a lot, that tells you about your hip. Okay. Let's pause with the right leg long, and let's go ahead and begin the same movement with the left leg. So again, really take your time. Nope, Nancy, start again. You bend the knee out to the side. So it's always out to the side. Really pay attention. The difference. This is one of those movements that when you go really slow and you pay attention, if one hip is tighter than the other, it will really show up for you. It will show up by the pelvis having to really lift on the right side. And that when you lower the knee out to the side, it could feel like a pretty big pull in the groin, right? So, like all movements that we do, it's wonderful to compare and contrast the two sides, because that's one of the ways that we acquire learning, that the hip that's tighter gets freer. That's it. Now, if you're not sure and you want to try the right leg again, you know, so you can try what it's like with the right leg. So, in fact, you can go into alternating, try once the right leg and once the left, but please take your time so that you really can determine and sense which leg bends easier out to the side, so that the pelvis really doesn't have to do as big of a movement. And could you possibly learn to do that with the other leg? And then it's always the question of, where are things being hung up? Is it really in the groin, or is it something in the back with where one of your dots are? In the butt cheeks where the SI joints are? Is it something about the lower back and spine? Is it something about your knee? Excellent. And then let's take a pause for a moment. And then we'll try one more variation on your back before we go into your stomach. And that would be to bend both knees at the same time so the soles of the feet come together. So again, really take your time and notice, again, often one of the legs wants to bend sooner, quicker, and then you straighten them, right? So you bend them out to the side, and then you straighten them. So you don't even need to bring them up to the standing, but just notice, can you bend them out to the side? Does one knee, right, pull up higher, right? That's the hip that's tighter. And then you keep the knees out to the side, and how they straighten is when you lengthen the feet, right? So as the feet move away from you, the knees start to straighten. You don't lift the knees. That's it, Lynn. That's it, Mary. I mean, this is such a great movement for anybody that's had like a knee surgery or injury, any kind of leg. Beautiful. Nice, Nance. Okay, and then why don't we let that go and pause and rest, and then just see how things are feeling now. Okay, so from here, you're going to roll over onto your stomach. And if you would like, you can use your hands for right now, place them under your head, either your forehead, or turn one ear down. So if we're going to start with the right leg, you might want to put the left ear on the back of the hands to start with. So you're going to start with your legs long. And again, we're going to start with the same movement of bending your right knee out to the side, drawing it up, and remember the foot goes up towards your crotch, right? So the foot's not sticking out, that's it. And then you're going to slide it back down. And it's pretty obvious, so don't, what are you doing that strange movement for? Okay, so then just scoot off it, yeah, or move it to the side. Yeah, so don't compensate for the mat. So bend your knee out to the side and let the leg just slide up. There you go. And then you slide it down in the same way. So in this position on your stomach, you're going to feel a bigger roll with your pelvis. But in time, again, it doesn't need to be quite as big of a roll. So you bend up, and then you slowly straighten. That's it. And starting to notice what's also occurring in your spine. So when you drag the right knee up, can you feel how your spine starts to move to the left? And the ribs on the right side begin to shorten, and you're actually starting to twist your spine a little bit. Hence the lengthening. Yeah. Beautiful. And then let's lengthen the right leg. Pause so that you can turn your head. Place your right ear on the back of your hands. And then let's try the exact same thing with your left leg. And again, you're observing and witnessing and noticing any kind of discrepancies or differences in ease or the quality of smoothness moving this left leg compared to the right. I would say 99% of us have some kind of difference in the way that our two legs operate. And this is the opportunity time to discover what is different. Why is it more fluid and smoother and easier with one leg? Beautiful. Okay, and let's just pause for a moment on your stomach. And from here, keeping your legs long, you're going to bring your arms out so that they're long. That's it. Straight up towards your head. And we're going to go back to a little bit of the movement that we've done earlier where you think of reaching with the right arm and then you lift the fingers, the heel of the hand presses into the floor, and then you lift and then you lower back down. Just try that a few times. Good. And let's try the same thing with your left hand. Nice. And now can you do both hands, which in some ways is easier? Think of reaching, flexing, lifting. Beautiful. Excellent. Okay. And let's just take a pause for a moment. Roll onto your back and rest. I don't want to keep you too long on your stomach. Okay, so let's roll over onto your stomach again. And let's start with your arms long again, legs long. And from here with your arms long, you're going to start to kind of like the legs, same movement. We'll do them both together at the same time. Think of starting to bend the elbows out to the side, just like we did the knees, so it draws the hands back. There you go. And then you lengthen them again. And again, with your head, you can be on your forehead or you can put your right ear or left ear down. So again, you bend the elbows out to the side, but don't bring the hands under your face. So Corinne, keep your hands a little more up, no parallel, yeah, there. There you go, a little bit more parallel. Yeah, just think bending the elbows. You're just gonna bend the elbows out to the side. Nancy's got it, right? So your arms are straight. Yeah, what you're doing is, yeah, you're bending your forearms for some reason. And now just straighten your arms. Yeah, right? Just bend the elbows out to the side because it kind of brings you to almost what would be like a push-up position. Elbows, excellent. Yeah, so now let's add in the next piece, which is as you bend the elbows out to the side, right, you kind of come to this push-up position. And the next thing you're going to do is the opposite of what we did with the hands, is you're going to lift the elbows. So we're still bending with the wrists. So bend, lift the elbows, right, as if, so Corinne, think of a push-up, right? Where would you position your, yeah, and now lift the elbows, bend at the wrists. So Nancy, you too can bring your hands down more, right? You wouldn't do a push-up way up there. And the hands wouldn't be that wide either. There you go. And then slide the arms back to be long. So you bend the elbows, beautiful Mary. Come down the hands and then lift the elbows. So you bend at the wrist as if you're gonna push up. Really good. Okay, so now we're going to add the next piece. So as you do this, beautiful. So your hands can't be too far away from your head, right? And so you're going to actually load on the wrists and the fingers a little bit. And you're going to lift your head and we're going to start to turn, going to place the right ear on the floor. Then you straighten the arms again. And then when you bring them bent up again, then you're going to lift and turn the head so that the left ear, beautiful. Yes. So you pull the hands. Nope, Mary, pull the hands and use the wrist to lift the head. Turn it the other way and put the other ear down. Then lengthen the arm. Yes. So go a little slower doing this. And for all of you, really, really pay attention. This is so critical to where you place your hands, your elbows, right, what you do with your shoulders. So Corinne, you're a little too close under your shoulders with your hands, right? But you don't want to pick them up like that and move them, right? Well, I want you to feel. So, you know, I want you guys, as you're doing this, to really pay attention that when you go to lift your head, your spine sinks, right? It's a lot of extension. Your hands need to be in a really appropriate place. They can't be too wide, and that they can't be right under the shoulder. There's some place where you feel the appropriate strength so that you don't create tension in your shoulders. And that's why I'm calling it out for you, Corinne, because you tend to go to the shoulder instead of knowing how to use the hand, right? That was way better. So once you find, this is what's so useful, once you find the good place, try the not so good place, right? So you understand it. What happens when your hands are far away from you? You're gonna feel it's a lot of work in the neck and shoulders. It's actually better to have them closer than too far away. Really good, Nancy. Okay? Excellent. Okay, let's take a break. Let's have you return onto your back and rest. And that's right, you can use that movement to roll you onto your back. And just rest. Notice your breath and your breathing. And if you remember, we did last week's breathing lesson. So just take a moment here on your back to observe how you're breathing today, your inhalation and your exhalation. Okay, let's go ahead and roll back onto your stomach. As soon as you do, you'll put the left ear down to start with, because we're going to work with the right side. So now we're going to work with your sides. Okay, so let's have the arms long. That's best. Okay, so you're going to do a movement now with the right arm and the right leg, the two movements we were just doing. So you're going to bend the right elbow, you're going to bend the right knee, right, as if they're coming closer to each other. Beautiful, Corinne. Right? And it's actually like you're prepping. If you were a baby, this is what you would do, a prep for crawling. That's it, Lynn. So you drag the elbow and the knee towards one another, right? And then the very last piece would be to lift the right elbow, right, and have the hand in kind of the push-up position or kind of a tug position, right? It's what would propel you a little bit forward to crawl. That's it. Right, Lynn? Right? Or really, you use it to push, right? It would push you a little bit forward. And after you do it one more time, you'll lift your head and turn it to the other side. That's it, Nancy. So we can try this same idea with the left side. So again, it's bringing the left elbow and knee, and then bringing the elbow up. And it becomes really fascinating when we start combining this movement of your leg and arm, because one side may feel really coordinated, and then the other side really uncoordinated, like the timing's off between your arm and leg. So these are the things to pay attention to. Nancy, that was so nice. Nope, Lynn, no. Keep the right ear down. I'm not sure why you turned your ear.
Oh, I thought I was supposed to turn my head.
You only turn your head when we're going to go to the other side.
Oh.
So the right ear's down when you're working with the left side, and then vice versa. So try it again. Right, and this movement, Lynn, part of the reason I picked this lesson was for you. So I want you to really feel what goes on in your back. So let's pause again. Let's turn your head to the other side, left ear down. Let's all go back to the right side, and then we're going to eventually alternate. But feel what you do on the right side, in the lower back and the upper back on this, in this movement, right? How critical it is for the ease of the knee and the arm to bend, right? It's the spine,
mm-hmm.
Right? The spine has to move over to the left, right? Now, after you do the right side, lift the head, turn it, right? So have your arm in the push-up. That's it, Nancy. You turn your head, and then you're going to do the other side. Right? So you only turn your head when your arm's in the push-up. And when you turn your head, it means you're going to go to the other side. So I want you to alternate doing once one side and then once the other side. And again, this is just an opportunity when we alternate the sides to really sense. Okay, Corinne, you're all messed up. Wait. Okay, listen to it, you guys. It makes sense. Whatever side you're doing is the side your face is facing.
Yeah, but then you said.
Okay, so do the right side. So everybody do the right side.
Right.
Arm in the push-up. Stop right there. Now, in that push-up, lift your head. Turn it to the other side. Straighten the right side. You're preparing for the left side. Now you're ready for the left side. Now it's interesting that that's a question. That tells you about crawling, right? Because this is what you would normally do. Now you're getting it. Lift, you're preparing for the other side. Okay, so which side feels a little bit smoother, more fluid? And why? I was just pointing out for Lynn her spot, but it might be, again, back to something in the groin and the hip, the upper back, a shoulder, your neck, or just it could purely be the coordination of one side compared to the other. Feel how much easier that was. It's a little funky for you on the left side. There. There you go. Okay, let's let it go and rest on your backs again. It was a lot of movement. Okay, so we'll try the next movement first on your back, and then you can have an image of what we're going to do on your stomach. We're going to go back to the movement you did earlier on your back, which was to bend both knees at the same time, out to the side, bring the soles of the feet together, and then straighten them the same way. And just see, is this a little bit better? Did it get a little smoother? Are they almost identical now? So how is that movement now feeling? Really nice. Excellent. Straighten the legs and rest and pause for a moment. Take a moment to notice your four dots, your four lines, sensing your spine in between. Okay, so let's go back over onto your stomach and we'll start to prepare for this movement. We'll still start with, your arms. So let's put your left ear down, your arms are long, and let's then bend the elbows down to the side and bring your hands to the push-up position, elbows up, keeping them up. And now just a couple times, go ahead and lift your head and turn your head to the other side, placing the right ear down. Right? So let's just do this a couple times, letting your spine sink in between your shoulder blades, just figuring out the best position for your wrists and your hands, right? Because I said we were going to work with for the bridge, right? This is another way of working with our hands, right, for the bridge lesson. Beautiful, Corinne. Great. And whichever side is easiest, so I'm going to let you decide. So whichever, or I shouldn't say easiest, I apologize. Whichever side feels a little more comfortable, put that ear down. And you're going to keep your arms in this position. And while you do, we're going to go to the legs. So go ahead and start to bend both knees out to the side a little bit and start to bring the feet up towards that sit, and then straighten them. Okay, this might be real hard. Okay, let's break it down. Everybody put your right ear down. Looks like that's kind of the favorite thing. There we go. So keeping the elbows up, Lynn. Elbows up, hands in the push-up position. So a little higher towards your shoulders, Lynn. Your hands. Yeah, a little wider. There you go. Let's bend your left knee out to the side and drag that leg up. There you go. Now, Lynn, ask yourself why you dropped your elbow. So both elbows should be up. Move your elbow out to the side, like a grasshopper. That's it, and straighten it again. Yeah, it's really peculiar. Do you feel the difference? This elbow is here and this is here.
This hurts my knee. So I'm trying to cope.
Yeah, but still, bringing this there out to the side lets you lift like that.
Oh.
That gives you more power for the knee. You see? Do you see the difference?
Oh, gosh, yes.
That's why I'm like, excellent. Okay, let's turn your head to the other side so that your left ear is down, and let's try bending the right knee. See how you do that with your arm? Right? See how the elbow's out to the side, Lynn?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay, so maybe we try this. Let's go ahead and drag the right knee up. Keep it up. That's it. And could you think about bringing the left knee out to the side? Yeah. That's hard. Okay, let's not do that. Straighten the leg. And I like what Nancy did. So let's keep your left ear down. And let's bring your right knee up. And let's go to the next movement. So you're going to stay in that position. And now, remember, the elbow is up and it's straight out to the side because that's where your power is. There you go. So that the chest can lift. And now what you're going to do is you're going to lift your head to look over your right shoulder, to look down towards beautiful, Nancy, towards your right foot. So that's it. Right foot. And then come back down. There you go. Good. Try it one more time. Good. Now let's straighten the right leg. Turn your head so the right ear is down. Right? So you've got to have these arms in the good push-up position. Elbow out to the side. That's it, Lynn. Press with the palm so that you can draw the left knee up. Keeping it up, you lift your head. Look over, not under the shoulder. Down. This is towards the left foot. This is where you're going to get all that extension. That's it. Good. Now let's alternate. As you go down, you'll turn your head to the other side. You'll straighten the left leg. You'll bend the right one up. Then you'll lift and look over. So there's no rush. Take your time. Beautiful, Corinne. Nice. Really nice, Nancy. Right, just think of yourself as some reptile, right? Okay. Just try it once or twice more. I just want Lynn to be able to try it. That's it, Lynn. So really, Lynn, I want you to focus more than your legs is the power in your wrists and your arms to lift so you can do this, right? Because you keep on thinking it's about your legs. But it's about what your upper body does to make it lighter for your legs. It's what you do in your trunk that matters for your legs to be light. Excellent, you guys. Let it go. Roll onto your backs and rest. So I came up with another way to do it. Just because of you, Lynn. We're going to have to be sneaky how to get to the last movement. Okay, so lying on your back, let's go back to the movement of bending both knees out to the side, drawing the soles of the feet up, and then straightening. And just, again, you're just observing how this movement has become softer, more fluid. Whatever tension was there maybe in a hip is receded or disappeared. Beautiful. And then again, pause for a moment. Just rest. Okay, so let's roll over onto your stomach. Bring your hands to the good push-up position, left ear down. And then it's okay right now if your knees are somewhat together. You're going to bend your lower legs so your feet are towards the ceiling. That's it. And now from here, you're going to lean your feet against one another. That's it. And then you're going to spread the knees a little wider. And then you're going to spread them a little wider. That's it. But keep them leaning. There we go. Now from here, you're going to use your arms, your hands, right, to lift your head, and you're going to look over your right shoulder towards your heels. You're going to lower your head back down, turning it to the other side. Once the right ear is down, you're going to lift your head and look over the left shoulder to see the heels. And go back down and turn and place the other ear down. And as you're doing this, noticing your breath and breathing, or are you holding your breath? Right? So can you find a way to breathe, look over the shoulder, see both feet, right? So you first see the foot that's closest to you, but if you're really, so Nancy, wrists. Yeah. So really use your wrists. So bring your arm a little closer in, right? So this is really interesting for so many of you. Really pay attention where your hands are, where there's a place of power that you're bending through the wrist, right? Remember, this is what we need to do the bridge. But when you start rolling to the outside of your wrist and not using the whole wrist, you can't lift as high to look over. That's it, Corinne. So you want to see, can I see both feet? Once lifting over to the right, once lifting and looking over the left. That's it. And just maybe one more time each side, and then we'll let it go. Beautiful. A lot of extension with rotation in your spine. Okay. And then let's roll over onto your back, and let's rest for a moment. And actually, once you're on your back, go ahead and bring your knees up towards your chest, if you can. If you can bring your knees into your chest, but don't hold together like that, Nancy. Right hand with right knee, left hand with left knee. Spread the knees apart like a baby and rock a little bit right and left. No, Corinne, rock that. That's it. The whole body. There you go. Really, really rock. So, Nancy, yeah, let the whole back rock. There you go. Right? As if you would tip over to one side and then over to the other. Nice, Mary. Good, Lynn. I love how you've positioned your hand. It's brilliant. Okay, now go ahead and rest on your back. Lengthen your legs and let's rest. Observing your four dots, your four lines. And then starting to notice inside again of the rectangle, your spine. And does it somehow feel longer and straighter? If there was one area that was a little bit over curved, because we twisted the spine both ways, right, did it somehow find more where the center is? And do you have that feeling of that good long little bit of an arch along the whole spine with the work that we did in the upper back? And now just one last movement. Let's just keeping your the rest of you long on your backs. Let's just play with bringing your right hand up by your head for the bridge position. And again, having the same thought process, awareness, and attention like you just did on your stomach, right? So that you start to really feel you're using the hand. Excellent. Bring it back down. And let's try the left, right? So that you're starting to understand in your brain, in your body, why the whole wrist has to be flat, right? The use of the power, right? So I wanted to give you something to play with on your own. So by doing something on your stomach, it helps learn how to do it on your back. And then try the other hand. So just maybe one more time, try each hand or both hands. What if you brought both up, right? If you're going to truly prepare for the bridge. And again, you're thinking now, right, how we use the elbows, how you really are going to load in the hands, right? Because we're going to go back, we're going to just keep working with the bridge. That's it. Okay. And then let that go and rest. So in some interesting way, right, we did a lot of using through the hands and wrists to help the upper back again as we keep moving towards the bridge, but I'm weaving some other lessons in there. So as you feel ready, you'll roll to your side and come up to sitting. Maybe roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right before you do that. Since we did a lot of turning with your head and neck and upper back, just see how the quality of rolling your head is first. And then as you feel ready, you can roll to a side, come to sitting, and then eventually standing to see how you feel from this lesson.